Time to get ready for the Larry and Needles Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Larry and Needles Show. I'm Larry.
And I'm Needles.
Kiki's absent tonight.
Yeah, he's getting his schmeckle stretched out at the Asian massage parlor, probably.
What the hell did I do with my hand?
That's pretty crazy. Man, I saw the biggest tranny today at the gas station.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. This dude was huge. Excuse me.
Which gas station? Locally around here?
Locally around here. And just covered in like the craziest tattoos. Mm-hmm. Had like this tranny symbol on the elbow. And then like the male and female one, you know, like the prince one.
Yeah, yeah, like, the arrow and then the one that looks like a little stick figure.
Yeah, but he had them like both intertwined together, so mm-hmm. It was like the male and the female
right.
one.
Of course.
And it was, I mean, I'm serious.
Of course
this
he did.
This motherfucker was like 6 inches, that's how big this dude was, in a dress.
Mm-hmm. Fishnets?
Crazy, no, just like a dress. Crazy, crazy hair. Like, just like long, but going bald.
Great.
Makeup, but it was like stringy. And then makeup and like these crazy, like so 50s glasses.
He wasn't hot.
Huh?
He didn't look hot.
I mean, am I describing something that sounds hot to you?
No, not at all.
I mean, he was twice sounds my fucking terrible. Size. He could easily fucking smash your schmeckle in one fucking squeeze, dude.
Well, there's a guy like that works at the local library right here up in town.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Like, total full-on?
Full-on. Transitioning.
Like blown transmission?
Oh, yeah, blown transmission. This motherfucker blew a head gasket.
Dude, I bet you he's doing that in the parking lot.
He's
thank God the police
lots
station's
of head
close to there, so he can't do nothing nefarious there.
And it's funny because, you know, first of all, we mm-hmm. found out about this cat through some lady that told my dad at church because she's disgusted by this fucking guy.
Well, I mean, you have reason to be.
You know, and she works with the guy.
Okay.
But you can't say anything because it's, you know, a city job, a local public job.
Well, you could say something.
Well, not without getting fired or
heavily. Well, I mean, if, unless.
Or you had to go to some classes like Michael Scott on The Office.
I've never seen it.
Well, you know.
I don't, you know, listen, why the fuck are we being forced to conform to this? It's an abomination,
mm-hmm.
right? I think that's how I feel. Like, why the fuck? It's kind
and
of.
And that's what this lady says to my dad. She's like, "What the hell? I don't want
to
see
it's
this."
It's distressing
stuff.
To some people, especially older people.
And so my
yeah,
dad.
The library, come on.
Right.
I mean, that is like,
right.
why always where there's children?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it boils down to. Why the fuck do
you
keep reading
the kids?
And that's
where they just let it rip. They let it fly. It doesn't matter that there's kids there.
I don't. Oh. When did they assume? When did they compromise this woke agenda, which is completely just farcical and.
Absolutely.
An abomination, like I already stated. Why do we have to be forced to deal with these people? Like, I don't know, all of a sudden this shit just blew up in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
This isn't like it's been going on, you know, I mean.
But it's going to end maybe now that Trump is in.
I don't know if it's going to end.
Watch how Kamala fades into the background, how fast she disappears after she's done being vice president.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was talking to you and Mary about this. I feel bad for her, kind of. You know, like. She's up there. She's just I mean, I can't even come
job.
Up with the word for it. She's just not even feasible of doing this
no,
job.
Not even close.
She can't complete sentences. She runs off a teleprompter and somebody screams that Jesus is king and she's like, you're at the wrong place. Like,
yeah.
Man, you went off a script for 2 seconds
and that's
you just
what
lost.
You're saying.
Yeah, like the craziest shit ever.
Yeah,
she's like,
yeah.
She's like your racist drunk aunt.
She is like the drunk aunt.
Like when she gets behind the door. You know she's, like, dropping fucking slurs and saying, like, the worst
she would be,
stuff.
You know, that'd be the drunk aunt, like, when you're visiting your friend's family on a holiday, and she's your friend's drunk aunt that you'd end up banging, you know what I mean?
I don't know about that. I don't even think she's a woman.
Well, I'm just saying if she was.
I know Mr. X is, and I kind of agree on this, but
well, that's
she doesn't
a good
have any
chance
kids.
She's not. Right, right.
You know, she's married to this Jewish guy that really doesn't, you know, I mean... the most odd relationship ever. Yeah. She kissed her husband with a mask on.
Yeah.
Isn't that the craziest thing?
And this guy
thing?
Is slapping bitches up, and he's fucking banging nannies and making them get abortions and shit.
Yeah, so,
he's
I mean,
fucking brutal guy.
And she's banging Willie Brown and getting on her knees for everybody except like Jesus.
Right. It's like my story last week where, you know, once she makes it to president and she fucked her way to the top, what is she going to do?
Well, kill everybody.
She didn't make it. She didn't make it.
That's how she has to sacrifice everybody. You know, she just got, I mean, she's already been doing that. But whatever. You know, listen, the election, it's fake and gay and retarded, the whole thing. You know what?
Yeah.
We all gonna, who are we gonna lose to? The tiny hats. They're in control of everything, and we all know this. And people, oh, it's low hanging fruit. This, I'll piss off. That's when I look out my back window, that's what I see right now. So, but we're gonna keep on pushing. I mean, like you said, this agenda with this, I know the main thing is they gotta stop with the children. That's the Absolutely. First thing. Like, these fucking people, why the fuck do they keep, pardon my, why do they keep on attacking children? Why are they reading this stuff? Why are they giving them this literature? We know who, you know, nobody ever asked what kind of books Hitler burned, did they?
No. They just say all
the
books.
And then you tell them the truth, and they're like, ah, that's not real. But.
Well, that's because, you know.
This has already happened once in time.
Whoever writes the, and here's the other thing. You imagine the
you didn't
different.
Even finish your thought.
Well, whoever writes the history.
History
but imagine,
isn't written by the winners.
But no, but also imagine history is also written by whatever country you're learning it in. Like imagine the history class in Russia, or the history class in England, or the history class in whatever fucking country. It's not going to be the same bullshit propaganda that they tell us. It's going to be their own bullshit propaganda.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think about that? We don't get taught about the Bolshevik Revolution.
Do you think that
we get taught about the Holocaust?
Do you think that the Revolutionary War in the history books in England make us out to be the winner? And
I don't
the good
believe
guys?
Any book that was produced by the Rothschilds or
Absolutely.
The Maxwells or any other agenda that was pushed by. You know, anybody that was pushed onto us.
But because, you know that they're not getting the same history in their book.
Oh, no, because these people were completely accused of being genocidal and committing a Holocaust. What did they do? They demeaned this leader and put him in a bad light because they couldn't tell the truth. And then people are still speaking up about the truth about the labor camps there, and they're imprisoning these people. And this is all factual. You can look it up. There was like a 90-something-year-old lady that just got thrown back in jail. For talking about, she was in one of the labor camps, and from, I'm just repeating what she was saying, that these labor camps were not as bad as they were making them out to be. And they threw
it
her in jail.
It doesn't sound like fun, that's for sure.
What's that?
The labor camp.
Oh, man, you want me to make some good jokes right now? I don't know if we should go
I don't
that
know if they're going to
if
be,
we should go that hard
really
into
good?
It yet.
Are they good jokes where people are going to laugh?
I
mean, are they good jokes?
I don't
where
know.
They're
we got
sick?
We got a bunch of hits last week because of our content. It was heavily, heavily tiny hat. So we'll try to stay away from that as much as we can today and see if the numbers go up. But listen, it's all an agenda. This has already been run through time. Debauchery, satanic cabals, all this other stuff.
Hell yeah.
You know, they're pushing on us all this crazy shit and just see how
Absolutely.
Much we'll take. You know, like we said, how come the trannies and the fucking,
I mean,
the cross-dressers,
you know,
and what's the other one, the burlesque ones, what are they, drag shows?
Yeah.
How come they're always performing for kids? They're not going to the fucking VFW hall. They're not going to the old folk home.
Yeah.
It's always kids tucking dollar bills and grown men shaking their junk in front of children. And pride.
Yeah.
Thank God there's going to be no more fucking fag flag on the White House for the next
for
4
sure.
years.
That's
I can
great.
Deal with that.
So can I.
You know, that's just one thing that's came out. But this guy's already, he's going to lie to us again, and he's going to be subversive, and he's just going to do the same.
You
know,
nah,
what
do you
the
Who
say?
That.
What do the Who say? Here comes the new boss, Here's, same as the old boss.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the same shit, man.
Yeah, well, you don't know.
Larry's
we'll
really
see.
Itchy today. Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, Larry's been riding the white horse.
No, I haven't.
Okay. You know when Larry laughs like that, he's lying to me. Look at how that's his fucking tell. That's all right, though. You want to hear something full? So
I'm
you
not.
Know that the Russia or North Korea donated troops to help Russia
nice.
Fight the war?
Great.
Well, so they got out of North Korea.
And they just
And they
took
got
off.
Internet, and now they're just wrecking their meat all the time. because they never had internet.
They never saw so much porn.
Which is hilarious. Imagine you're in a war situation and this is the first time you find out about porn. It's like, now you want to survive just to get back to your fucking bunk. I don't know how much work they're doing there. But isn't it funny that North Korea goes to Russia to get the internet?
Well, also, it's going to make you want to defect.
To where?
Well, anywhere, because you're not getting that porn in North Korea.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm assuming that when these guys fight, Putin's going to offer them a sweet-ass deal. If they could stop wrecking their meat for a minute. Put your wiener down and pick a gun up.
Yeah, but they still are going to have to go back to North Korea if maybe they not. Survive. Well, I don't maybe think they that can guy's pretend letting dead. People just go.
Who, Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
And you know what? And they could be a security threat also for Russia. That's a duality of man right there.
And a security threat for...
anybody.
Yeah.
They're North Korean.
They'll probably have to kill those guys. The Russians will probably... And Kim Jong-un probably already knows this, too. They're going to have to kill these guys before they... You know, instead of sending them back home because of the things they learned about the Russians while they're there. What are you looking for?
My hat still, but that's fine. I just think that they've, you know,
yeah,
third world country technically, right? I mean, and then what did you think was going to happen?
Send them home, though.
Huh?
It's too dangerous for Russia to send them back home, though.
Well, it depends on. I mean, if they're out in the battle, if they're out on the front, they're not really learning that
much.
Yeah,
that's true.
And I mean, if these guys are already speaking Russian, he wouldn't just fucking let them in there for any reason. Putin ain't an idiot.
No.
Come on. These guys are heavily vetted, even though, granted. Like, they got distracted by pornography immediately.
Well,
so
that's the same thing that happened to these African or whatever
I think
tribe.
That's been debunked, but...
They were, like, waiting in line to wreck their meat to fucking...
Oh, man.
They had one computer in the town, and they had to fucking
I think that,
jack they, off in front of whoever.
Isn't that the one where they said that
the
Starlink...
grandma sitting there.
Where Starlink gave them the fucking...
Yeah.
They hooked them up with Starlink.
Gave them the ability to...
To connect to the internet.
Will.
Yeah, after off the saddleoons. But I just don't, I just think it's funny as soon as these guys get fucking shipped off the war, they give them phones and shit.
It's crazy.
I mean, that's one, why would you?
They never had any of that shit.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have
so imagine,
anything, but now here, go wild. It's like those Amish kids that go wild.
Rob Springer.
Yeah, you know, they go fucking nuts.
Well...
And,
but the majority of them actually come back, I think. I wonder.
Yeah, I think it's a good
numbers,
amount come back.
Yeah, I think the numbers are
I'll
pretty
tell you
crazy.
What, I wouldn't mind being an Amish at this point.
I wouldn't either.
I mean, that shit is, you know, they had
I mean, minus
they had
the,
it going on.
Minus the, what do you call it, the incest.
Well, yeah.
But I allegedly.
But we wouldn't, have, we wouldn't
allegedly,
be committing any incest because I'd be new on the scene.
So all the men would just
I
have their way with you.
Any, huh?
All the men would have their way with you.
Yeah.
You had to break in the new stud.
That's right.
But they're trying to raise your barn. But
I heard they could raise a barn fast.
Mm-hmm. But I think they're like their cancer rates, their autism rates, all
nothing.
Of their
it's nil.
Like, it's they don't get shit lactose intolerant.
I'd be the most ill guy there.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to live a pretty simple life.
None of them are. None of them ever do cocaine or smoke weed or you know.
Well, I don't know about
fentanyl.
That. They had an Amish mafia.
Yeah, but was he fucking slanging dope? Or?
Yeah.
I thought he was the Amish mafia.
They're not just slanging cattle.
I thought he was just enforcing shit.
And I thought they were hustling.
Maybe.
I could be wrong. I don't know. Who knows? There's got to be.
I can't remember. I remember the show, but I don't remember any of the content right now.
Yeah, but no, those guys got the fucking life. I mean, I would love to live
they
without
report,
my phone.
They had a report to Levi. Or he breaks some fucking.
No,
legs.
I don't. I've never seen the show.
Yeah, it was. I seen.
I just
an
read something about
two.
It about like they were getting busted selling drugs in Philly.
Oh, for real? Yeah, I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really show that on the show though. They didn't want to make him look like super gangster.
Well, I don't. So what is it? The Mennonites have.
Electricity
and the Amish don't have electricity, right?
Well, no, Mennonite is a faction of Amish.
But they have
there's
electricity.
Mennonite and there's the other one is called.
I don't know that much about the Amish.
Well,
don't dwell on it too fucking long.
Yeah,
I can't remember that.
You know,
so do the Mennonites get electricity then, or what?
I don't know which one gets them, but one of them has nothing, and
the Amish have nothing.
Yeah.
But I think to some extent but they have something could, now. Well,
like some of them will take a bus or something somewhere or get a ride from somebody. But
as long as
some of
driving.
Them will only do the buggy, horse and buggy.
Which
know,
is cool
like,
shit.
Yeah. And have nothing. They have like, you know, they're stripped down to nothing. And the other ones have electricity and stuff in their house, but I don't think
they still live with
power tools and all that, you know?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I don't know too fucking much about the Amish, but all I know is that they're a lot healthier than we are.
Yeah.
It's because all the shit that they don't fucking eat, right?
Yeah.
Which
is weird because I saw a whole bunch of Amish. It was either in Indiana or Pennsylvania when we were on the road with the band once, and they were all at this huge rest stop, and it was a McDonald's, and they were all in line to get McDonald's. And we were just stopping to take a piss or something, but I wasn't going to eat any McDonald's. And they looked at me like, oh, man, if looks could fucking kill.
Yeah, they probably weren't too pleased with you. You're an outsider to them, but hey, whatever. Big deal.
But they were at the truck stop at the McDonald's.
So? See how the hostages look at people? I mean, come on. Like you said, if fucking looks can kill. Dude, there's this new movie coming out for Christmas where Jack Black plays Satan.
Oh, God.
And the basis is like this kid sends a letter to fucking Santa, but he spells it wrong. And he wakes up Satan, which is, I mean, I don't know.
So bad.
I mean, do we even have to go into symbolism and shit like that? Why you really, you know, like, why are you predictive programming
so
children? Why do they do that? Not with the media, with trannies, you know,
so
fucking
bad.
The internet. Like,
and
we
I'll
just talked
you,
about the trifecta
just
right
so
there.
So the people listening know, the town I live in is not exactly San Francisco or something where this tranny is, you know, greeting every little kid that comes in the library from all the local schools surrounding, and there's a lot of fucking kids and shit.
The tranny is greeting everybody.
Yeah, he works at the library.
The front desk.
Yeah, he's all over the place, but yeah, he works at the front desk. Everybody kind of multitasks, you know what I mean?
Well, this guy, he's a switch hitter.
He's really multitasking.
Fucking A. Yeah, I don't, so getting, like, why, it's like, what is the need? Like, Hollywood hasn't made a good movie. I don't give a fuck about Hollywood at all. I really don't. I don't watch, you know what I mean? I watch old school movies and shit like that. I still understand the veracity of those people also.
A lot of great movies that we think were new movies that we saw as kids for the first time.
No, they're all remakes and
shit. Yeah, they're remakes from, like, even Scarface is a remake of an old black
and white.
Al Capone,
well, based on Al Capone, but with not Jim Durant.
They just switched it to cocaine from booze, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, Scarface was Al Capone.
Yeah,
that was
it's all based on
nickname.
Something. I mean, listen, but why with all this symbolism all of a sudden, especially with the whole thing that's going on with the fucking diddler?
Right.
It's like, isn't that weird? Like,
yeah.
we know there's a huge pedo ring, and you're making a movie about Satan.
Yeah.
Around
on
Christmas. Not on Christmas,
well,
but around,
you know,
Christmas.
For Christmas season.
Yeah. And fucking, why though? What is your objective here? You know, to push you further away from God? I mean, that's the easy thing. It's like, who the hell greenlights this shit? You know?
It's crazy.
Like,
it's
and
really
people,
weird.
And obviously, Jack Black's Jewish.
Obviously.
Yes. It's fucking,
and
his parents work
people,
for NASA.
A lot of the people that have nothing to do on Christmas will go see it.
Yeah, but
you
hear what
he
said?
Mean.
His parents work for NASA.
Oh, I did
or
not
one
know
of them
that.
Worked for NASA. I should have put it in his bio, but
the biggest money laundering operation ever invented by the government.
Oh, yeah, $65 billion. Crazy. And what do they do? Nothing.
Speaking of billions of dollars, and they want to send real quick some money to Ukraine, you know, before Trump gets in.
Yeah, it's like $6 to $8 billion.
So they can get their kickback, you know.
Well, their last one.
And how about the $20 million missing from Camel Toes?
Well, I mean, come on,
operation. That's pretty funny, though.
Well, but you know, we really want to talk politics. It's just more
no,
about
I'm
money
just saying,
and misspending.
You know,
well, no,
funny.
I'm not saying that. Like, oh, get into it from the money aspect and
you
the misspending.
Fuck up that. You hit $1 billion and you can't.
I mean, think about that. If you'd have to, which is so funny that you should
it's
be
a lot of fucking money.
You should be capped off. That money could have been used to fucking help these people in North Carolina, fucking good Americans, where they're, you know, saying all these, all the numbers are down. They're downplaying all of this shit. How many people died?
Like 20 million in the hole because you're paying people like Beyonce and J Lo and.
That should be her nickname, $20 million hole. Because that's all she really is, man. I mean, but you know what?
That's
listen,
it.
People got kickbacks. People got paid. Hole. People got greased. Like, the whole thing is, like, it's just how frivolous, how, like, the money doesn't mean to these people. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just, like, people are
fucking.
Well, they
didn't work for any of it.
People are literally dying in this country.
Right.
Because of drugs that they let bring in and because
absolutely.
Of fucking the stupid shots that everybody took. And your main objective is to try to blow through $1 billion.
Yeah.
Because that was their objective.
And she did it.
Yeah. So now who
and then some. That's the funny part, though. It's like, you think you'd have a hard time spending $1 billion.
Not when you got an idiot on the podium.
Yeah.
You know, you got to throw money at every, you know, bad situation. You throw money at it. Well. I couldn't
the best
even
was
it.
Though I liked what's her name, the one that has the wet ass pussy song.
I have no clue who you're talking about.
Fuck. Oh, Cardi B. Hey, you know, she told me to my face.
What is that? Your Puerto Rican accent?
She told me in my face,
I like it.
That she was gonna stop the price gouging, and so. She better do it if she told me to my face, you know?
She sounds like Scarface.
It was so
now.
Funny. Yeah, it was so funny because she's up there making a speech.
Oh, wait a minute. This was on stage?
This was on TV. On stage.
Oh, I did hear something that her teleprompter went out and she didn't know what
to
do.
It was great. And then she was like, okay.
Well, she already sold her soul to the devil.
Patience.
She was accused of rape, of, like, drugging men and
robbing
them.
So
this is the kind of people you're associating
with. You got
to
hear the song, Wet Ass Pussy.
No, I don't.
Ridiculous.
I really don't want to ever hear it in my life.
But I'm just saying.
Why would
this
I want to listen to a
person,
song that has no appeal?
But it's almost obvious that they tried to lose.
I don't know about that. Like, I think they were trying to garner a following with a certain type of people. I know that they were bringing people in, and then they were, like, they had, like,
It's
the
so
Queen
ghetto.
Satanist B.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like doing a sound check so everybody could hear it, and then everybody went in and she just made a speech and then didn't sing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, totally deceptive, totally deviant,
deceiver.
Yeah,
she's a deceiver.
She's just an idiot. Like I said, I feel bad for her, just like a little bit because I couldn't go up
who
there and
you
just
feel bad
bolt.
For babe. Bay or,
no,
or
fucking
camel
toe. Yeah, because imagine having to go up there and just lie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's got to be the most difficult thing to do in the world is, like, you better get up there and you better fucking lie. But I don't want to.
But you have to.
Yeah, this is what we're trying. You're trying. We're making you this person.
Yeah.
You know, just like we talked about with our mom with that MK Ultra shit and
it's
Monarch.
Amazing. It's amazing. She really, really.
She's
just
a weird person.
Could you imagine if she won, though, how really
we'd
dumb
be screwed.
She is.
Yeah, no, we'd be screwed. She's just a puppet.
I mean, I hate to say that about somebody, you know. I don't like to say people are dumb.
Huh?
I don't like to say people are dumb.
Well, Mary thinks she was acting like that. I don't think she was acting like that because that is, she should get the Hollywood's highest pedophile award for that. The golden baby.
speaking of golden baby, I got to say, Spalding is still 2 weeks off of house arrest. So
he's out committing a crime right now. That's why
I don't know where
here.
He is right now.
Exactly.
But he's been a good boy. So
yeah, I don't
far.
Know about that. If you don't know where he's at, he's got sticky fingers. And that's not from the hot Cheetos. But no, I mean, like I said, I think that, but getting back to that whole Satan thing that they're trying to push, just like with the transgender shit, like, why do you have to show kids this? Why is this such a big agenda? You can't make a damn good movie.
Yeah,
like, you really can't come out with something good.
And I'm sure Senior Woofer's seen it. Was Monsters, Inc. Have you ever seen this one?
Yeah.
Where they got to scare the children. And
yeah, like adrenochrome.
Exactly. It's so crazy, man.
It's all symbolism.
Yeah.
In children's movies especially. I mean,
that one was made for the people that drink adrenochrome, though. For their enjoyment.
Or for their kids. I like the movie.
Yeah, yeah. The movie's great, cool, but man. Once you know what it's about, it's a little bit freaky.
Yeah, but once you know what everything's about, it's a little freaky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing from being a child to being an adult. Like, once you do, because not everybody can comprehend. Like, we have a friend that really can't comprehend some things that we say.
Right.
You know? And sometimes it's just easier to back off and let them figure it out on their own, you know? But other people are more than willing to open their minds. But then once you see something, it's like, oh, I'm an adult now. This stuff, they're scaring these kids.
Right.
To get a reaction out of them for this machine that, you know, that basically harnesses their energy. So it's all symbolism. Right. It's all fucking right in front of our faces. Like,
it's a weird one, though.
What's that?
It's a weird one.
Well,
though,
I mean, there's a lot of fucking adrenochrome, there's a weird lot of weird movies.
And what are they collecting? Their fear or their tears or something?
Their scaredness or something, yeah, like that. I can't remember offhand. I just don't remember.
But they're definitely harvesting something from the children on that one.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, it's fucking,
I mean, yeah,
weird.
It's like we said, it's just the fucking, what do you call it? The symbolism, how they get to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for these people that said they were going to leave.
Yeah.
When, yeah. I really am. Like, I'm not going to read the whole list out, but
the best, though, is Whoopi. They had to shut off their commenting
messaging
at
and
the
stuff,
View.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, when's Whoopi leaving? Bye, Whoopi. When's she leaving? And she leaving?
Well, the
she
best
leave?
Is Bono. He's going to drive off a cliff.
Yeah.
Now, that is pretty cool.
Like, he should be on Suicide
That's
Watch.
Like some James Dean shit. If you're going to do that, he would be smart, videotape it, and then let his family sell the rights to it, and then we could pay for it.
Yeah, and then he could
He's a fucking potato monkey anyways.
He could pay for the immigrants
with
the money.
He's not even a citizen. So get the fuck out of here. It's like come on, me going to Russia and being like, if they elect Putin, I'm leaving. They're like, get the fuck out of here. What are you talking about?
By him killing himself, he could feed 100 immigrant families for a week.
Off of what? Oh,
him
the proceeds from,
yeah,
the,
yeah,
proceeds from,
yeah,
the movies and all the shit like that. Well, I mean, people love a good public execution. That's been done since the beginning of time.
Absolutely.
So, I mean,
they love it.
At least generate some revenue off. If they're making movies about Satan, I mean, we have all this other shit right at our fingertips. You go on Twitter, you see death 50, 60 times, and you're, you know, in the first 5 minutes of when you're scrolling.
Yeah.
So all they do is acclimate it to us, and then desensitize us, and then they just keep on doing the same bullshit over and over.
Besides,
it's the
all
same
the,
game plan.
Yeah, besides all the people blowing a head gasket on CNN and MSNBC and all those things.
Oh, because they're dummy lost?
Anyone like Hillary or anybody like that come forward and said anything about Trump?
I have no clue.
Me either.
I don't. I mean, listen, the guy went to fucking what's her nuts wedding, fucking Chelsea's wedding.
Right.
So these people were buddy buddy at one point
in
time, which is the craziest thing. Like, everybody used to kiss this guy's ass.
Absolutely.
And now you're fucking persona non grata.
He was Donald. Right.
What's that?
He was Donald Trump.
Oh, he still is Donald Trump. But so it's just crazy how people will turn on you.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
like,
terrible.
There is no more loyalty in this country for anything.
No.
There's no loyalty for money, God, your neighbor, your family.
Yeah.
People are fucking more than willing to just turn on a dime for you for some stupid fake gay election and all this country bullshit.
Yeah.
They're all trying to rob us. They're all trying to steal from us. Shit's never going to get done the way it is. Their agendas that they spew are never going to happen. You know?
Exactly.
The first, you know, I mean, fucking, the first thing you got to do is Epstein fucking files, Diddy files, shut the border down and get these motherfuckers.
Should happen like,
well, I'm
instantly.
Just saying.
We'll know right
and
away.
And if we don't, they'll drag on them again. Release the 9/11 shit. These fucking space stuff.
Yeah.
All of it. People are fucking ready to handle this shit. The time is now.
Absolutely.
Quit fucking holding the truth from us. It's getting fucking boring, you know? It's like, oh, all of a sudden, like, you do a little bit of research into something, and you're like, oh, fuck, this is fucking true. Here's accounts of it from this and that. But then we go back 1,000 years, 2,000 years, they won't let us know what's going on.
No. Like, and they people were much more advanced and had much more...
Lotaria.
Yeah, they had, you know, maybe electricity, some sort of power, some sort of vehicles.
Well, it's out of the
ether,
too.
They don't want
too.
Us to know that, you know.
Well, it's not that they don't want us to know it. It's they want to capitalize on it. They don't want free energy. They want to charge you for it.
But
they want to charge you for fucking everything.
Right.
You know, they don't want you to live a normal life, which we're never going to get back to a normal life. Like, we lived through the greatest times. We definitely did.
Hmm.
You know, we fucking...
I wonder.
No phones. No cell phones. Yeah. No computers. Fucking just enjoy... Everybody was healthy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's...
Well,
there was
I
the
think
best.
The greatest times were back in the day.
I'm
like,
saying in my life. We lived through the greatest times in my lifetime compared to how it is now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying what it was like, you know.
But imagine the people in, like, 1880,
fuck
1890.
That.
No, you know what? It was a lot more advanced than, like, Gunsmoke and TV shows of westerns that they show you.
No, fucking outhouses and shit.
Those are people that are out in the wild frontier. If you lived in New York and stuff and Philadelphia back then, it was beautiful.
The city.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, just like
it was
with the
wonderful.
World's Fair and shit like that, they built all those buildings. There's actual pictures of these, like the capitals and stuff being built.
It was
early
great.
1800s and shit. Or I might be wrong with that, but maybe, yeah, early 1800s. That was George Washington, right? Yeah.
They had everything, man. Streetwalkers.
Huh?
Bars.
I don't know why you had to say hookers first, but okay. And that doesn't sound like an advanced civilization. Hookers and bars? That sounds like
I'm
the
just
lowest
saying,
fucking
pretty...
form. I mean,
well, they had
that's,
some,
a, that's your technology.
They had something for everybody.
You're like, man, they were so great with technology. They were so advanced. They had hookers and bars. You couldn't
well,
come
know,
up with anything
other
else. Horses.
Too. Yeah, and they had other things, too, inside their house.
I understand that. I'm talking, I was just busting your balls about the Wild West, though. You could have said the cities, but I don't know. I know I've seen, like, pictures of, like, inventions where they were using, like, wires and shit to, like, pick signals up and stuff, and they would put, like, mercury in these orbs, and it would spin around, and it would create, like, an energy force field, sort of.
Hmm.
Everybody could use the lights came on off of that.
That's cool.
I need to read a little bit more into that. But how about they want to redo the fucking World's Fair?
Yeah,
250 years, man. I don't know, man. That's kind of... It's a real weird subject, I think it is,
yeah,
a World's Fair, just
absolutely.
Because they built those exorbitant, beautiful buildings that were for temporary occupancy, and
yeah.
then they just destroyed them out of nowhere. Granted, there's still some more. There's a couple down, there's like by Wicker Park, by Humboldt Park.
And they all seem to tie in with the, you know, great fire story that is in every major city.
Oh, a cow kicked over a fucking...
Yeah.
Mrs.
O'Leary's
yeah.
cow. That's the Chicago one, but there's one in, you know...
Every city.
Yeah.
There always is. Huge San Francisco, I mean...
Detroit, you know...
Ontario...
New York,
and
everything
then,
burnt down at one time or another.
Well, and then it's even funny when you look at, like, China compared to us. Like, the buildings that they build. Like, fucking Japan.
Yeah.
Nagasaki was technically bombed, air quotes, with the nuclear weapon.
Right.
And then now, all of a sudden, and here in Hiroshima...
There's no nuclear...
No fallout. There's no half-life. People are living there. I know they say, oh, they got rid of the dirt and they did all this and they did all that. I'm like, okay, but what we've been taught in schools comparative to what's going on. I mean, Detroit's worse than the place that supposedly got bombed with a nuclear weapon.
Right.
San Francisco's worse, you know. It's like the technology that these people have, how they surpass us is
absolutely.
Amazing. Granted, they have a lot more people, but it all goes back to your... Your thing about how advanced were we 1,000 years ago?
Yeah.
How advanced were we 2,000 years ago? If they're doing this right now, they're like in the future and we're technically in the past.
Right.
They have completely surpassed us in what
well,
they can
architecture
do.
Architecture and buildings, like some of those old buildings like in D.C. or somewhere you look. And why are the doors, you know,
huge,
25 feet tall?
How come there's mud covering half of the windows on the bottom floor?
Right.
How deep does that shit go?
Right.
You know, but, you know, you'll never know. And that's the thing that you always have to wonder about. And, you know, Hibbler's movie was great about that.
Yeah.
But That's why you just got to keep asking questions, right? And you got to keep researching and not let the dummy box and the fucking cell phone and all this shit read books and stuff, even though that shit's been manipulated. But
yeah,
I mean, everything's heavily edited to make us, to dumb us down. Food to dumb us down, water to dumb us down.
Yeah, now you think RFK will do anything with the food?
I don't know. I don't know, man. Listen, I don't fucking know. All I know is you make promises, you try to keep them. Yeah. Or you do keep them, not even try.
You have to.
If you can't do that, then why the fuck are you going to, you know? Granted, you know, things will change. Things always change for the better, for the worse.
Yeah,
who knows?
Usually.
You know, anything could fucking happen with they could do a fucking dirty bomb, terrorist attack. Mm-hmm. You know, something where the CIA comes in and five Israelis start dancing again.
Yeah.
There's no...
Click on that 5G.
Yeah, look up Dancing Israelis if you've never seen it. It's pretty amazing. Those guys are really good dancers.
They are.
But, you know...
And they'll dance anywhere.
Oh, no, they like to dance in one spot. Right in front of the World Trade, right across from the river from the World Trade Center. And for some reason, they like to videotape them dancing, too. But it always comes back. It's fucking full circle. It's cyclical. Everything we know is, we have history books that are, to somewhat extent, right. You know, we have, can I hit that?
You think they're right?
Well, I mean, I know that things that are probably written in the last 50 years, all right? How long?
You don't need a lighter, man.
You know, how old I've been alive, and then people are fact-checking other things within the next 50 years, so...
Yeah. But you hope that the fact-checkers are working for the right side.
Well, that's what's good about the social... with the internet is you, one guy sparks a fire under another guy's ass, and then another guy's ass, and they all...
And then everybody looks.
Well,
everybody,
then they all add to it.
Yeah, you know, but
people do. That's the one thing about. But you hope
the information is good, but you know.
Well, you have to discern what information is good and bad. But if you keep looking something up and it keeps coming up with the same answers, and if you look at different sources about shit, then you're going to obviously find this. It's not that difficult. It's not like the old days when we would get a set of fucking encyclopedias.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah. And
an encyclopedia
that.
Just have this thing written in it, and there was no way to you'd read another book that was written by. Fucking Robert Maxwell's company, Ghislaine Maxwell's dad,
right.
And Rockefellers, and I can't remember the other
you'd
one.
You'd have your encyclopedia,
they would all match.
Botanica, and then you'd have your world book.
Yeah, they would all, everything would coincide with each other. There was no...
There were guys that made a living going around selling whole sets of those to
parents. Yeah, but there was, but they were all written by the same publisher. So it wasn't like one book was different than the next. They had a different opinion or a different point of view. All
right.
All three of them matched up. You know what I mean? So you're like, oh, so read this book and then read this book and then read this book. And then if you look it up in the encyclopedia, you know, I mean, unless you go to like microfiche and shit, that's old school. But that's for, I mean, articles. And I mean, they did have the newspaper. But...
Well, that's where you're going to find out about things is local reporters. They report on things that before the days that everything was owned, when everything was still independent in the 1800s, in the early 1900s,
I get
but mostly
your point.
In the 1800s, mm-hmm. You know, and you could find out real true stories about history and actually what was going on before someone was going, hey, don't write that.
Well, before some people.
You know,
people.
Like when they found a giant skeleton of a man that's 12 feet tall and another skeleton of someone that's
some sort of Nephilim
9
giant.
Feet tall. Right. And they print it in the newspaper and no one said, hey, you can't tell everyone about that.
Well, and then they switch it to dinosaur bones.
Not yet. Now that's what that did.
Like they actually said, oh, look at. So now we've had these real stories of all these big bones. And they're dinosaur bones, because we've never dug up a whole dinosaur skeleton before.
Right.
And the bones are radioactive, so none of them are on display in museums.
Right. That's why the one in the Chicago,
the T-Rex,
has got that thick black paint on it, because the bones are radioactive, you know, and what's that from?
Yeah, because, I mean, I always think about that, because... Senor Woofer's like dinosaurs and shit. And I look at them and I'm like, how the hell is this dinosaur going to mate with this dinosaur? Mm-hmm. Imagine two T-Rexes trying to fuck, because all we've been taught in our lives is T-Rexes are the most dangerous thing.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they're compassionate and caring and they're having children.
It's And the other thing is so they laid eggs, right? Or no, the kids were born.
I don't know. I mean, that's just.
But something. Then they also would show on something like Ancient Aliens, like, where they have a person on a piece of pottery, like a painting or an inlay of a person with a dinosaur, a person riding a dinosaur, and so they're like, huh? Well, maybe dinosaurs were on the earth when men were on the earth too. It wasn't.
So were humans fucking dinosaurs, and how are they reproducing? You know what a stegosaurus is?
Yeah.
It's that animal that's like this, and it's got spikes. And
over.
Okay, so then how do two stegosauruses fuck?
I don't know. How does two porcupines fuck?
Well, obviously they do, because I've seen porcupines, I've seen porcupine babies.
Yeah.
So I know, but I've never seen dinosaurs or dinosaurs, you know what
I
mean?
Well, they always lead you to imagine. When I was a little kid, I was really,
space,
really in, like,
brought
seven,
to you by Pfizer.
When I was like 7 or 8 years old, I loved dinosaurs too, and I always was led to believe they were hatched out of eggs. So now, doesn't the female automatically lay eggs, and then the male has to do something, jizz on them or something to make them?
I don't know what the fuck do I.
I don't know.
Like.
How does chicken eggs work?
I think they have sex.
They need a rooster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jesus, man, we are retarded. So fucking
well, I didn't
retarded.
Fucking grow up on the farm or nothing.
I didn't either, but you just blew my mind there because I wasn't even thinking. Yes, Larry, the rooster fucks the hens. There you go. Thank you for dumbing me down. Now let's get back. How did we get to talking about stegosauruses and you start talking about chickens?
Well, no, because, you know, chickens are kind of like, they say birds are dinosaurs.
Alligators.
The leftover thing. Yeah, and the alligators. So, I mean, those things are vicious, but how do alligators have babies? Are
they
the
fuck.
Babies born live?
I don't know, man. No, those are eggs, actually.
They are?
Yeah, those are eggs, too. I've seen that shit.
And then they also say a lot of those dinosaurs, like a raptor and whatnot, didn't have scales and shit. He had maybe feathers and stuff.
I mean, dude.
It was like a big...
I've never seen a dinosaur.
Me either.
So, I don't know what to believe. All I know is that shit sounds like the fucking crude oil comes from dinosaur bones.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
That's bullshit.
Crushed up. So, that's why we don't find full dinosaurs, because they're compressed into oil.
Right.
It's like, all right, man, I've dug 50 foot in the ground before. You know, and just like a lot, and it's, you know.
Didn't find anything.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if you're digging for dinosaur bones, and when they do these things, like.
Sure.
You know, it's a fucking area. I know how big a 50-foot area, it's huge, you know. So it's like, you think you would find full intact
50
bones.
50, yeah.
So.
Well, they do,
you
like
find
in
one.
Russia, they found, you know, a couple of mastodons or mammoths, woolly mammoths or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know.
One of them was frozen solid in the
that's plausible.
Permafrost, and they got him out. And
yeah, that's plausible. I don't know.
They had to rush him to the thing. They had to keep him cold and stuff.
More fake and gay shit. That's all it
is.
It's like you never know what the fuck they're telling you. Dinosaurs are fucking real. Space is fucking real. Fucking trannies are real.
Absolutely.
You know, at least you can see trannies. You know, not in a good light, but that's all right, though.
I believe that.
What's that?
The tranny part.
Yeah. But they always tell, like we said, history is written by the winners, and it doesn't really shine a light on anything good in this country.
Because in the Russian books, they're not the bad guy. They're the good guy. You know, it's great. They're
well,
great.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But in our history books, of course, we're the great ones. So obviously, that's not the way it actually is.
No. Yeah. I mean, I've read a couple books on, you know, fucking Dulles and the OSS and shit like that. And let me tell you, these guys were heartless bastards.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted to take a country over, they would take a country over.
Yeah.
So I don't think...
Not a thought.
No, not at all. Then they were playing both sides. But like you were saying with the books being written by, you know, the school books and shit, it's got to be... I would actually like to get my hands on some of those. That would sound pretty
cool.
Some
old school books?
Yeah, to see what they say.
I might have some.
They might.
Around here.
In those EU countries, they might have something completely different. Oh, man.
You know what? I wish I was into this shit back in the day, because I could have went to, like, you know, I went to used bookstores in Poland and Germany, and but I wasn't thinking school books and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
well, now, in hindsight,
shit.
Yeah, we could probably find that
too
shit.
Yeah, too bad, though, because I would get some from
you
there.
You could probably find them on eBay and shit.
And then at garage sales around here, buy some other school books of the school books we had and start reading.
Well, I see the shit that's in your woofers gets, and it's, I mean, it's just like you think it would be. There's not a lot of shit they talk about in there.
Yeah.
It's more like his
concepts.
Well, like his aren't like, you know, it's
in
like
detail.
Well, it's more like classes right now. They're not really, they don't talk about fucking, they haven't gotten to space and shit yet. They haven't got, you know what I mean? Like, it's more like technical shit. What's that called? Not technical, but, crap, I forgot. Like the basics, basically what they're teaching him to learn. So hopefully it's good. I know it's none of that fucking gay shit, though. So
why? Because you interviewed all the teachers and
well,
shit?
I went to curriculum night and went over it. So you got to do that shit. That's
There's no after-school fruitcake class or anything.
No.
Well, you know, some of these teachers.
No, you don't stay after school for the fruitcake class. I don't know if it's there.
Like Tim Walz had that going on, you know.
Yeah, but this is.
I know the kids were a little older, but.
But this is that's a different time, too. Now I think some people are more hip. And especially the area that it's in, they don't mess around with that shit.
Right.
Like, it's not like it's a. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not compromised people. So.
Absolutely.
Well, a lot of people are right now.
Sure.
There's this new German resolution. They're going to strip citizenship over Israeli criticism.
Yeah, I saw something about that.
Yeah, I sent it to you, the thing, just to look at. But
yeah, could you? Well, maybe that's where I saw it. I did look at it.
Yeah.
How about that? Now, could you imagine that?
No, I can't. That's why I held the article.
Here's the thing about Germany. They're always super, super liberal and super sorry and super apologetic for what happened with Hitler, okay?
Okay.
So
who is?
Germany, the people is like...
They're sympathetic to Hitler?
No.
The opposite.
They're very sorry.
What they did. They're apologetic
to
other
guilt,
countries.
Right,
yes.
They got a heavy guilt complex.
Now we're on the same page.
Yeah,
okay.
They got a heavy, heavy guilt complex.
Well, because they've
going.
Been pushed into thinking that.
So they've been racially very, very liberal ever since then. So they are...
That's more
like,
propaganda
they were
right there.
Right, and they were politically correct before we even knew what politically correct meant. You know, so...
Well, Germany was the European... They were the whipping post of fucking... The whipping boy, I mean, of the whole shenanigans that was
going on with this, but it's like, damn, you don't have...
They're
going to
revoke
freedom of speech.
They're going to revoke your citizenship if you're a fucking citizen. What are you, fucking crazy? That is the craziest thing I ever heard. Also, they fucking do...
That's terrible.
Bans on pro-Palestinian organizations, punish in most severe ways by revoking citizenship, classify criticism of Israel as anti-Semitic and a penalized offense.
Wow.
So now freedom of speech is just thrown out the window.
Man.
All because of one religion. That's like, what, 2 to 3% of the population? How much control they have.
Wow. I've seen the thing where they have this mind fucker going on in the middle of the square in Berlin, where it's these concrete slabs about the size each one of a person,
mm-hmm.
except some of them are 2 feet tall, some of them are 4 feet tall, some of them are 5, and they're staggered throughout a whole park, and it takes up a whole park, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to represent the, you know... massacred Jews and other people that were massacred by Hitler. So
it's like a what do you call it? Oh, fuck, man. Like
a memorial.
It's a memorial, but it's not a graveyard. It's a memorial.
No, it's not a graveyard. It's just the concrete. There's no bodies, actually. There.
Oh, so it just symbolizes each body.
Yeah, and some of them are stacked higher and some of them lower. So, you know, obviously there's not six million
fuck, man.
Slabs there, but...
Yeah, we have our own memorials like that, obviously.
But this is very intrusive and depressing, and it's fucked up, man.
Somber, that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to get in a, get a rise out of you. It's supposed to
So these people
bring an
have
emotion.
A lot of guilt all the time.
Who does? Oh, yeah, because
the
they're
younger,
constantly
more
reminded.
Liberal kids. Like, a lot of them would tell me when we'd be on tour, oh, my grandparents were Nazis and blah, blah, blah. And they were, like, you know, very ashamed of it and stuff.
Well, okay.
Like, you know.
Yeah,
so
I know. You just said that.
As woke and as liberal as the most woke people are around here, they've been doing that much longer.
Yeah.
The woke thing.
They've been invoking emotion in these people and getting and oppressing them, basically.
Basically.
And so this is what you did to us. Now this is what we're going to do to you. I know they're still paying them reparations for the Holocaust.
And that's why.
And what and I know that they import arms to them, or export arms to them.
And I also know that if you did Hitler type jokes or things like that, or joked about it,
what
in the bars or in the pubs, that was like a heavy offense. It was forbidden. You know, you can go
like doing the Bill Bellamy salute.
Yeah, you can get in trouble.
Oh wow!
You could, you know, in Germany they actually would. Want to come down on you.
I understand that. I completely know what you're talking about. But it's
so,
like
you know, they don't have the freedoms that we have.
Well, I don't know.
They want to take from us.
I mean, who knows if that would have happened here, if we would have the freedoms that they have. But at the same time, it's all under false pretense. I completely think that what ensued after this certain person did something to these people... I think that they're shaming, guilting, and using this against us as weaponry.
Sure.
You know, they've weaponized the feelings that ensue when you think about this mass genocide or Holocaust.
Yes, they do. They always say, "Don't let a big, don't let a big what do they say catastrophe go to waste."
Oh yeah.
You know, you gotta milk it, and if it's big enough and good enough, it'll.
Oh, man,
or bad
I don't know how
enough.
We got on this. As usual, thanks, Larry.
But, you know, that's that.
Yeah, we could finish. What time are we at?
51 minutes.
Oh, man. Always ends up there.
I'm really glad that Spalding is still... I mean, like I said, I don't know where he is right now, but...
Yeah, that's... I mean...
He should be... He's kind of young to be out at this time.
Yeah. All right, then, you know what? We might as well fucking finish with this because this is always... So far, 318 backed candidates have won their elections from AIPAC.
Wow.
318 candidates.
100%, I believe.
No, that was... No, that was the elections they won. But the this was different.
Okay.
This is earlier. So, 318 candidates right now
are
foreign agents in our government.
That's great.
But, or they say backed, but who knows what the majority of are actually. So,
that's crazy.
What's that?
Well,
we can close on this, though. This is actually better. So, removing slavery was on the ballot in California.
Yeah.
It literally had no opposition campaign at all, and it still lost. So, shout out to California, where slavery is still on the bill.
It's still legal?
Well, the thing is that... But it won by 54% to 45%, which is pretty funny, minus, you know, a couple tenths of a percentage point. Basically, it's like indentured servitude and prisoners. It has a lot to do with prisoners.
Sure.
But the, what do you call it? Oh, shit. Man, I got to find it really quick.
That's great.
But basically, it just says that... you know, that about working the prisoners, working... Fuck, man. I can't
making them do hard slave labor or something.
What's that?
Making them do labor.
So, allows jails and prisons to impose involuntary servitude so to punish a crime. So, basically, the wording was slavery.
Right.
But it was indentured... Or what do you call it? So
indentured
it's all about,
servitude.
Yeah, it's all about prisoners and shit. So yes means involuntary servitude would not be allowed as punishment for crime. State prisons would not be allowed to discipline people in prison who refuse to work. A no vote on this measure means involuntary servitude would continue to be allowed as punishment for crime. And that's it. So the funny thing is that the way that they describe it in the first one compared to the second one.
Right.
Which is, they can't be like, and like allowed you to be disciplined.
As a slave.
Yeah, or not even, but it's, what do you call it? So basically, we talked about it, how they, I think that California is like, crazy what they just voted on for crime.
How about those old movies?
306 or yeah. 306.
They show the guys chained together, breaking rocks, the chain gang. Things, or doing a road or whatever the fuck. They made them do that shit.
Yeah.
Like on Cool Hand Luke, weren't they making roads or building shaking a road?
Shaking the branch, boss.
Right? Yeah. Weren't they making a road?
Yeah, they were making a road.
You know, they made them do shit like that. A lot of our shit was built on slave labor, but it wasn't slave labor by the slaves in the South back then. Those people were relegated to the work on the plantations. The slave labor was the people that were in jail and in prison, and they would take those motherfuckers out at gunpoint and make them do work.
Yeah. What the fuck it, I mean... That's what they're there for, right? But now, now
fucked
you
up.
Can't.
Yeah, well, they fucked up to get themselves there.
Yeah, but at the same time, you could keep an eye on these guys. You had horses, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there wasn't really... It's not like it is now where you could completely... Guys are getting cell phones in prison.
Right.
And they can all collaborate together, get a ride, all do this sudden, bullshit. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's all right, you know?
Another cop got murdered in Chicago. Picks them up and they take off.
Yeah, another cop got murdered in Chicago. Chicago,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
This guy, what the hell is his name, man? These fucking people.
And these Jews getting beat up is not cool either, man.
Where's that at?
In Amsterdam. And then there was a couple kids in Chicago.
Wait a second. Did you see what was happening in Amsterdam?
Tell me.
Well, no, you tell me what you heard.
No, I don't know.
And where did you get it from?
From Mary.
So you don't know anything about this?
Yeah, they're attacking people.
So you don't know anything about this story? And you're just going to come out here and say...
I knew that you'd know.
Oh, okay, Larry. So, on video, these guys... So, there was a soccer game in the Netherlands.
Okay.
And the Jewish team, I don't know if they won or lost. I just saw some videos of other stuff. I didn't see... I saw the game, too. At the game, they had, like, a moment of silence for Spain for all the floods.
Uh-huh.
And they were going crazy, like, through... everybody was silent except them. So now everybody's got bad blood because the
Jewish team.
Yeah, because the Jewish team was playing another. I can't remember who, but there's another game they're playing also. So then, I think they win. They leave the stadium. They start tearing down Palestinian flags. They start fighting with other people. They attack a cab driver.
The soccer players?
No, the fans. The fans that were doing this after this.
The fans.
So they were starting a ruckus.
Uh huh.
And they. Got put in their place, so people were videotaping their shit. They never aired that. They aired the Jews getting beat up.
Okay,
the Israelis.
So no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying more propaganda right there.
Yeah.
And like I seen the video, I'll show you the videos.
Yeah.
But
so they were getting crazy.
I don't want to say they're comparing. You know what I mean? Like they're sending the IDF there. They're saying they have. They're. It's crazy shit. What's going on there?
Yeah.
Like this is not. That you can't because as soon as you fight with them, you're an anti-Semite.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, fucking. BB's like, I'm gonna fucking send the IDF there. Where the general's like, we're sending the IDF. They're like, what the fuck? If you were just saying, like, you're just sending your army to another country to help your civil, like, what? And what are you gonna do here?
Wow.
So, on that note,
that is out of fucking control, man.
Mm.
And on that note, we'll say Tom's Free Clinic Automotive and Veterinarian. For the best of all treatments.
If the Mossad kicked in the ass, now you got a big gash. Call Tom Free Clinic. So stupid. We've done it since the beginning.
You know.
We've always done it. Sometimes I don't really like doing it. All right.
You think that we would send in our people for people that are stranded or fucking jacked up in other countries?
No, why would we do that?
We should.
That means you have unity and you care about your people.
Right. So, you know, Netanyahu's not so bad about doing it.
Just a religion, which makes it different.
Well, hopefully your church would come and get you, too, if the government wasn't helping. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't either.
All right, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Hey.
Like, follow, subscribe.
And tell someone about this.
Leave a comment.
If you're listening this long, share it with someone that's like-minded. Peace. Larry and me.